And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. The explosion in fire at the Georgia-Pacific paper mill at Muskogee has idled some 800 workers. The company spokeswoman is Karen Cole.
For right now, our operations are temporarily suspended just until we can really get in there and know more.
It appears the explosion was in a propane-powered forklift. Every available Muskogee fire truck responded to the multiple alarm late Monday evening. A little pomp and circumstance, if you please. This is graduation day for the class of 19 from Tulsa's Street School, Edison, and Webster High Schools. The other Tulsa high schools are scheduled for later in the week. Streets remain the hot topic in the final Improve Our Tulsa Town Hall meeting. That meeting was held last night. The $597 million improvement package goes to voters in November. The forecast is for sunny weather and no more rain until at least Friday night. That is good news for those closely watching lake levels in the area. Tulsa Emergency Manager Joe Kralichek does not expect any major flooding here.
The inflows to Lake Keystone have begun to decrease, while at the same time we've been increasing the release rates. This is going to let us bring down that flood pool in anticipation of any further rains later in the week.
Now, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is very pleased with the performance of Keystone Dam.
Structures operating as designed. This is what the lake is for.
The Corps' Brandon Perry says the outflow is now greater than what is coming into the lake. That means levels behind the dam are starting to drop. An off-duty sheriff's deputy is recorded using a racial slur while she was working security at the 31st and Memorial IHOP in Tulsa. The Sheriff's Department's Internal Affairs Division is reviewing the actions of the deputy. Big smiles at the state capitol. A new report confirms the cash keeps rolling in to state coffers. The latest figures have the revenue last month 7% above projections. Our weather forecast, sunny and very warm today. 88 will be the high. It'll be clear and mild tonight, down to 65 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, sunshine and warmer with a high of 88. National Weather Service radar this morning shows no precipitation in the entire state of Oklahoma. Right now, here in Tulsa, it is fair and 65 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.